My name is Ketsia Aurelien. I'm a nurse practitioner. This is for James C. Phipps, J-A-M-E-S, middle initial C, last name P-H-I-P-P-S. Number one, hyponatremia. This hyponatremia is likely related to SIADH secondary to chronic use of oxcarbazepine, O-X-C-A-R-B-A-Z-E-P-I-N-E, which he takes for seizures, period. Other possible causes include dilutional hyponatremia related to increased fluid intake. Period. His serum sodium level has remained stable at 133. Period. He is completely asymptomatic. We will continue to monitor for now. Next line. Hyperlipidemia with elevated lipid panel, comma, with cholesterol of 212, comma, triglycerides of 301, comma, HDL of 29, and LDL of 123. We recommend a low fat / cholesterol diet and a decrease in the intake of simple carbohydrates, period. He is currently taking ravastatin 40 milligrams at bedtime, period. We will repeat the lipid panel and continue to monitor for now, period. Next line, urinary retention as evidenced by the pelvic ultrasound dated 10/4/22, which reveals pre-void volume of 907 ml and post-void volume of 619 ml, period. The prostate was not seen. However, the renal ultrasound dated 10/4/22 showed normal thickness and echogenicity of both kidneys and a non-obstructing stone on the left lower pole of the kidney, on the lower pole of the left kidney, period. The patient reports difficulty starting his urinary stream. However, he denies dysuria, period. He is incontinent and wears diapers, period. We will refer him to Dr. Arciola, A-R-C-I-O-L-A, the urologist, for further evaluation, period. Next line, constipation, which was seen in the KUB dated 10/4/22, which showed large colonic stool burden, period. We recommend taking Miralax twice a day or Senna twice a day. Period. The patient denies any abdominal pain or discomfort. Period. Next line. Moderate degenerative changes of the lumbar spine / mild osteopenia. We recommend weight-bearing exercises as well as initiation of a vitamin D3, 2,000 units, one tablet daily, period. We recommend follow-up with the primary care provider for a bone density test for further evaluation of the osteopenia, period. Next line, arterial hypertension, was stable blood pressure of 131/78, period. He is euvolemic, period. We could not obtain a weight because he is wheelchair bound, period. Continue with the current regimen, period. His aldosterone level, serum of the aldosterone level was elevated at 9.4. And his renin was at 5.3. For a renin, aldosterone to renin ratio of 5.3, period. We will repeat the levels at the next visit, and if they are still elevated, we may consider following up with a CT of the adrenal glands with CT of the adrenal glands with Hound Fields, HOUND FIELDS, to assess for hypertrophy or masses of the adrenal gland. Period. Next line. Seizures, which he takes oxcarbazepine, OXCARBAZEPINE, he is followed by his primary care provider. Next line, GERD, which he takes PPI for, period. His serum magnesium is mildly decreased at 1.8, and this is possibly related to the administration of the omeprazole, period. We will continue to monitor the levels for now and consider magnesium supplements if it continues to decrease, period. Next line. Hypothyroidism, currently managed with replacement therapy, we will order a thyroid panel for the next visit. Next line. We will reevaluate this case in 3 months with laboratory workup. End